Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
You want to welcome our audience back to the podcast?
Yeah, welcome back. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for watching the last one, if you also did. That means a lot to me. So far, I already got 12 plays. Like, that's a lot for my first one.
That is a heck of an amount.
Yeah.
Also, I want to say this right now. If what we say sounds a little weird, this isn't the first time we had to record.
Yeah, I had to go eat dinner and then he had to shower, so.
Yeah, and so it was like a really, long just like time period. And we were just like, you know what, let's just end the recording. Because he had to go, what did you have to do? You left and came back.
I came back with clothes to put upstairs. And then I said, oh, we got to delete this section now.
No, yeah, because you left for, like, a solid minute, and I had to, like, fill in the time, and then you came back, and then you were like, I have to go, bud. And I was just like...
I didn't even listen to that gap yet.
That was a solid 2 minutes of just me filling in time with... Oh, my podcast is going to make it sound like I am exhausted, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we're going to section the first section of the day. Let's talk about this. Is a little bit of a controversial subject, but well, this is
controversial.
Well, me too. This is about weapons. Well, like, what's your opinions? Let's start with. Actually, let's go straight to the main controversial one: guns. What's your opinion on those?
All right. So when it comes to firearms, there's a time and a place for everything. That goes with firearms, as well as any other weapon that you can think of. So slingshots. I said slingshots because I thought of flares and all that. Anything that shoots anything, any pokey, stabby things, any weapon in general, there's a time and a place for it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to firearms, there's definitely a time and a place for everything. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Don't start thinking I'm a liberal or anything like that. I am someone that practices my Second Amendment. I am someone that loves the fact that we have a Second Amendment. I am the definition of a Republican. loving the Second Amendment doesn't make me a Republican. Anyway, that's all fact. But when it comes to firearms, if you, like, take, for example, work in the city, and you carry a small Smith & Wesson with you so you don't get robbed, or if you do get robbed, you have protection... That's something I'm going to be okay with. If you carry a shotgun in your backpack to your cubicle job, see, that's a little overkill.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a rocket launcher to protect your home, that's a little much. But if you
is that a burglar breaking into my window and blow up the entire 1,000 square feet of my home?
Exactly. Like, if you have, like, what's it called? M6A1 or whatever, M4A1, like a huge belt-fed machine gun as your home defense, that's a little overkill. But if you have like an AR-15 or like AR variant, AK variant, anything along those lines for home defense, I'm A-okay with that because you're going to be defending the people that you love, your area, yourself, and that, like, I go you, like, you're gonna stay alive if someone breaks into your house most indefinitely. If you have an AR and they have a shotgun, well, not in that case, but
they probably like walking with like a pistol or something. If you whip out like a full on, like a double pump action shotgun, I think they're gonna be a little bit scared.
Yeah, like, if they break into your house and they're stupid enough, they're Home Alone burglars and all they brought was a crowbar, you're gonna win the fight. But you know, it all depends on the time, the place, what the need of it is.
Yeah.
And that's what my thoughts are on firearms. How about you?
Similar to yours, but I think, like, for main firearms, there's, like, because there's a lot of people saying that we shouldn't have the right to own firearms unless you're, like, part of the military.
And that's messed up.
It's smart on some ways and stupid on other ways. Like, it's smart. Because then there would be, they would think there would be less violence, there'd be less opportunities for people to actually, like, take it into their own hands.
Well, that's I don't mean
used it inappropriately. But I don't yet mean again, someone could just like if someone worked for the military, if they had access to a weapon, they could still do that if they wanted to.
Well,
and then we wouldn't be able to protect ourselves.
Well, to kind of not to be rude, but like I'm gonna intrude real quick. If we make guns illegal, that's not gonna stop gun violence.
Exactly.
Because if you take away guns from everyone, and I mean everyone, if you make sure guns disappear, every registered firearm is gone, it's not going to stop gun violence, exactly. Period.
Because even if it just doesn't happen in the USA, that doesn't mean that someone, that means the other countries have an upper advantage then.
It's not even that. It's, think about it. In big cities, for example, Baltimore City, 4 people die every night in shootings. And that's a rough estimate. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. Sometimes no people die. But it's like, an average is like 3 to 4 people get shot every night in Baltimore. And if you make firearms illegal, that's not going to mean that that number is going to go down. Or it's going to be a zero. Most of the time, the firearms that are being used in those shootings are unmarked, not traceable.
Unregistered.
Ghost guns. Not ghost guns. Mm-hmm. Ghost gun. I forget what the term is, but it's an unmarked, unregistered firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And those are going to still be around no matter what the laws are for firearms. Same with drugs. There's always going to be cocaine on the streets. There's always going to be weed out there. No matter how illegal they are, well, weed wasn't a good example because that's getting legalized, but
like crack cocaine, heroin.
Cocaine, meth, heroin, yeah, all that stuff. It's going to be there no matter, like, whether or not it's illegal or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big issue, and that's going to be, that's the same thing with firearms. And so, yeah, like, whether or not they're being used for war, self-defense, or to shoot at another person, they're always going to be here in some way, shape, or form. Because you can make a firearm, take a bullet, take a hammer. If you hit it hard enough in the right spot, it's going to go off.
Yeah.
So, like, no matter what the situation is, there's going to be some sort of firearm out there.
Yeah. I feel like there, if someone buys a gun, like, that's how other people could get it. They could sell that gun to them.
Yeah.
Or in some way or form. And I feel like there should be a test for, or like a special test or like a background check. There already are background checks. But I feel like they should have more restrictions on who buys a gun. Like if they have children or if there's a spouse that they're pregnant, or like they should have a special test to see if they're mentally capable of having a gun. So they won't have like any criminal history, but then they could just go off and shoot someone.
That's something that's actually, they do background. They do perform. Sometimes I can be mentally like 45, sometimes I can be mentally 6. Anyway, though, they do perform background checks, and they do, if you're on depression medication, if you're on anxiety medication, if you have schizophrenia, it's going to be more difficult for you to get a legal firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I read somewhere that there was you have to, if you have a criminal record, like, depending on what you have done, like, say you got maybe 32 years in jail for a first-degree murder.
There's no way you're getting a gun.
Yeah, like, they're going to see that on your record. Well, it depends on the circumstance, too. They might have to read through your case, because I keep on seeing these ads on YouTube and TV about USAA, how it's like, if you pull out a firearm and shoot someone that's breaking into your house, you can still be charged for first-degree murder.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
And I don't, that's extremely ignorant, and I despise that. But if it's something like that, where you were shooting someone that was trying to break into your house, I feel like they might let you have a firearm. Because you would definitely have to serve time for a first-degree murder. So that's 32 years in life 32 years to a life sentence, probably. And
which, that's stupid. And also, people getting charged for something that they didn't even do. Because they don't have enough, like, files, or, like, they don't have enough cases or, like, information. They could just charge, they could just pick a suspect and charge them. Yeah, you could be in the wrong place, wrong time, and you'd serve it.
Yeah, and that's something that's horrible, but sadly it happens. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that stuff happens way too often. But back on those background checks, they test everything. They test your mental capability, not mental capabilities, but like they test your mental defunctions, if you have any. Defunction, is defunction a word?
No.
But they like test if you have any they check your clinical background, see if you've had any suicidal thoughts, anything like that. Now, neither of us are adults or of age to buy a firearm from a legal dealer. So everything that I've heard is off the top of my head from reading somewhere or watching something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if I get this wrong, and maybe there's a... That sounds really weird. But maybe there's someone that's older.
Your mic cut out.
Maybe if there's, like, someone that's older that's listening to this that have bought a firearm that knows, like, the process of it that might be able to correct us on that. But, yeah. So,
yeah.
We don't have... like first person map. Yeah, we don't have like at hand experience with this kind of stuff when it comes to like buying a firearm or like getting registered or licensed for one.
Yeah,
but I'm sure both of us have fired some, and so we're good there.
Yeah, but I do think that there should be more restrictions, definitely a lot more restrictions, because of all the gun violence that goes around. Like, certain people, if they're involved with a gang, or if they, you can see, certain tattoos can be hidden, but tell you that they are in a gang. Like, some gangs, like, for the initiation, you have to get the tattoo of the gang symbol or something. I feel like they should have a check for that, to see if, like, if they're involved with a gang, they shouldn't be able to have a weapon.
Well, if they're involved in a gang, there's a really good chance that they're gonna get a firearm.
There's a good chance, but they shouldn't.
There's a really good chance that they are going to get, like, a ghost firearm or, like, a ghosted firearm or gun where probably has, like, 13 bodies on it already, and they're just going to add more bodies to it.
Yeah.
And that's a really big problem, even though it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something that happens regularly in the city, where if you find the right person, you find the right guy, you can get one really easily.
Yeah.
Now, I watched the one video, and it was some Crip, and he was, like, the gun dealer for the Crip gang that he was part of. And he was, like, explaining to the person, his face was blurred out, and he, like, had a mask on. But he was explaining how in 1911 he was selling to a guy which had no code on it. It was a ghosted firearm, ghosted gun. Mm-hmm. He was selling it. You would usually get one for, like, I think a regular 1911 chambered M45 ACP goes for maybe $1,100.
Mm.
But the guy, no, maybe like $800 to $900. The guy was selling it from, like, the cheapest being $1,100. And the most that he could get out of it was probably, like, I think it was, like, $2,000.
Jesus.
Yeah. And so they're out there, but they're not cheap. And, I mean, the fact that they're not cheap kind of helps with that, but it also doesn't help.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely harder, or if you know what I mean, if it's harder to get one with a... In certain situations, it's harder to actually buy it from anyone. Like, if you don't have enough money or if you can't afford that, it's harder to do that. I think they should raise the prices for guns so that people that don't have a lot of money can't just buy one for really cheap, like shotguns.
Well,
I walk into a gun store, I see one for about $250. That's pretty cheap for a gun.
Well, think about it. You walk in. Maybe you're a poor man living on the street that needs a gun for protection because you get messed up every Tuesday because people rob you for everything that you have.
And I feel like there should be checks about that. Like, if someone's homeless, they could decide whether they can or cannot get a gun.
It all depends
on their situation.
It all depends on the situation. And they're obviously going to do regular background checks. If you've been related, if you have gang charges on you, depending on, if you're getting it just to plink around, if you're getting it for competition, I feel like they do perform those checks. But, it all would depend on the situation. And so if you're going to get a Mossberg 28 or whatever, and depending on how much they cost, if you're able to get one, they're going to obviously perform a background check and all that. But, it probably definitely depends on the situation.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if they actually do this, but people should have a reason to buy the gun. Because I can just, if you walk into a gun store, if they don't have this already, they say, hey, may I buy this gun? Like, if you have the money and the ID and the check, then you're fine. You should have a reason to buy that.
Well, most
people do. Like, if someone could say, competition or self-protection.
It usually, when it comes to the firearm, you can usually narrow it down. There's a solid chance that if someone's getting a custom, AR-500. No, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. What's an AR-15 dealer? Say you just walk into, the Gettysburg Trading Post or something like that. They sell AR-15s there. You walk in, you want an AR-15, you go up, you get this really nice AR-15, studded out. It's skeletonized everything. Fluted barrel, and then you get what are competition scopes? I don't even know if they use competition scopes in competition. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But say someone just walks in, buys something that's obviously for competition. I don't think that the guy behind the counter is gonna have to be why are you buying this skeletonized AR-15 with a fluted barrel so it's way lighter? I feel like it's not gonna be that kind of thing. And when it comes to shotguns and stuff like that, if someone's walking in getting an automatic shotgun, they're probably going to use it for bird hunting. If someone gets an automatic shotgun with a extended mag tube, they're probably going to use it for competition. If someone walks in, gets a pump action 12 gauge, trying to get Magpul furniture on it, plastic furniture on it, they're probably going to use it for self-protection or maybe hunting deer or plinking around. It depends on what the kind of gun is and how they're trying to get the gun.
And if someone walks in and buys an AR-15 with a silencer on it and a silencer and just black, if you paint spray paint it black and have a silencer on it, that's probably not going to be used in the West way.
Well,
because most murders are performed at night or late, right? Because most people don't murder midday.
Well, there was one shooting not too long ago in Baltimore, and it was just it was 2 p.m. A guy said the wrong thing near a hip-hop chicken or something.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy unloaded on the guy that was talking trash. And I remember, we were rolling down the street, and, this area was closed off, and we ended up seeing, reading about it in the newspaper the next day, and it was just man got murdered, and I was just oh, shoot, alright, I see you, Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
But
I think, if someone walks in and buys, a pistol, or, what's a good pistol, a P1, a P1911?
P19. I think, I'm not sure, maybe, that 1911.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1911. Someone, walks in by the 1911 with no scope, just silencer, lightweight, then, and, an extended mag. That's a little suspicious. I think silencers, now there's different, You have to get, I think, another check for if you get a silencer.
You need to get a license for silencers, I believe.
Yeah.
But also,
because no one could, yeah.
Think about it. If skeletonized, I'm not even sure if they make skeletonized 1911. If they do, that, I don't even know what that means. Hella light. But say they make skeletonized 1911s, you walk in, get a skeletonized 1911, you have your license for a silencer, and you get, like, you keep your iron sights, extended mag. That, there's a really good chance, like, not, there's no law stopping a gun dealer from being like, may I ask why you're buying this today, sir? Like, there's no law saying you can't do that.
Because it's their shop, they can do whatever they want.
Kinda, yeah. But, like, they have the right to ask about that. You can be like, hey, what are you intending on using this firearm for, sir? And if the person has to think about it, you might want to keep that check. But if they're just like immediately, oh, target practice by my house. I own 200 acres and I like to go out there and just shoot the forest.
Nah, shoot the forest.
shoot the forest. The forest was talking crap the other day. I heard it in the wind, so I'm going to go out there with this 1911 to fuck shit up.
PG-13.
I'm sorry. You can say the F word like once in a PG-13 movie.
This isn't a movie.
Well, still, if we're going by the PG-13 rating.
Whatever.
You use Spotify, right, for music?
No.
Oh, shoot. Never mind.
I've actually never used Spotify in my life.
Oh, because on Discord, I remember it said, it's Curry Spotify.
Yeah, my friend made it for me. I didn't use it, though.
Oh. I'm going to change the topic. What's your, like, how do you feel about, like, the Kaepernick dude kneeling during the anthem for, it was like,
oh, him.
Yeah, it was how it was, like, supposed to be against police brutality.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel that in his, the reason that he did that is a very good reason. That and then, like, everyone else started joining in because they all fought against it and they didn't, and no one likes it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good, like, a non-violent way of fighting this.
It's the wrong way of doing it, though.
I feel like the way he brought it, like, at that time and place, I don't know about that. I'm about neutral on that, about why, about when he did it. But the reason that he did it is a good reason. And that's a good way that he did it. Probably not the correct time and place.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I am really, really, really mad at him for doing that. Because there is no good reason to kneel during the anthem. There is no reason out there that you shouldn't stand unless you don't have legs. Like, unless you're a veteran that fought for our country. For the reason that that flag's up there. For the reason those little men are tackling each other and chasing balls down on that field. If you didn't fight for that and you lost your legs in the process, I don't think you had the right to not stand. Because, again, like, with the Kaepernick, the dude that started it, America, like, if the over 500,000 people didn't die in wars all over the world, all over the world, if they didn't die, then he wouldn't be able to go on that little field, get paid.
Hello, guys. Welcome back. I'm sorry. We had to cut it. We had to stop it there. Sorry for the little
inconvenience. Emily's amazing.
Yeah. His sister walked in.
That sounded really weird. Let me just explain the situation. So I did laundry and, like, I had two loads to do. I switched the one that was in the washer and put a new load into the washer. Came up, told Emmy, which is my sister, she forgot about it and then yelled at me about her bad memory. So, yeah.
Anyway, we were on Colin Kaepernick kneeling.
Yeah, this shit had PG-13. Read! So, this has me real mad. Because it's like,
literally, he's kneeling for what the country stands for, and like, that flag represents all the people that died, so he could go on the field and just like toss around balls for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't care what anyone else thinks, like, that's messed up to me. Mm. Like, how can you? That's literally like taking a leak on everyone's grave that made it so he can do what he's doing today.
Yeah, I think he should. The kneeling was a good way to do it, but not during the anthem.
I'm not even, I feel like he's a grown man. If I can think of better ways to do, he has a huge following, dude. Like, he got signed with Nike. Like, exactly. He has a huge following. He could have tweeted, yo, let's boycott police, not boycott police, that's messed up.
Let's boycott police.
Yo, let's do this because police brutality is messed up. Like, that's, he could have done something way better than kneeling for what this country, what everyone in America stands for, and causing other people to do it. If you can't stand for an anthem, you don't deserve to be on that field making millions of dollars just to get messed up internally. And personally, I hope he gets hit. I hope he gets sacked so hard that his helmet flies off and his afro goes with it. Like,
wait, how would that happen?
Physics, that's how that would happen.
Yeah, okay.
Because, yeah, I know math.
Yep, definitely.
But, yeah.
Fun. Yeah. That definitely just wasn't, that wasn't the correct way to do it.
Not one bit.
Anyway, so let's switch the subject.
I'm going to say this real quick. Emmy's probably going to bust in and be like, hey, you didn't switch your laundry to the dryer. $10 says that she's going to do it.
I don't have $10, so no thanks.
I got to talk to you about something after this.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about the world famous app, Amazon.
Oh, what are we going to talk about with that?
What are your opinions on Amazon, first off?
I feel like that they should sell some more stuff that's, like, usable by, like, yeah, that I can make sense.
Yeah.
I think that they should, like, make it so they sell more, like, what's it called? Medical stuff. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
If you catch
my medicinal drift. Items.
Yeah. if you catch my drift.
Yeah, I catch your drift. Even though you could just go to it called Amazon. Oh, wait, no, it's a store called Rise York.
Oh my god, I forgot that was there.
Yeah.
It's so close to my house, bro. Yo, isn't it, like, hecka close to Bree's house, too? No, she lives near the vape shop. Never mind.
Bree?
Yeah.
Miller?
Yeah.
But she's right down the road from me.
Yeah, doesn't she live, like, right
next to... Yeah, Ace of Vapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there. I want to walk in, just look at it.
I think that you have to be a certain age to walk in.
You're joking.
No, like, I think that there's...
Yo, like, I could pass off as a 16-year-old.
Yo, I could pass off as, like, a 17-year-old. I'm, like, 5'8", bro.
Yo, some kid, this is a random topic, but he walked up to me. This was at a swimming pool, right? I didn't have my glasses on. I wanted my glasses on. I look so much older. But I was walking down. And we wanted to go
you on look slide. Like a baby when you don't have your glasses.
Exactly. But the thing is, I'm, like, 5'5". This kid was, like, 4'2". And this so kid...
So he's, like, Emma's height.
Smaller.
Shh.
Smaller than my sister.
Jeez.
Yeah. This kid's tiny. Anyway, I remember when
you walked into my house, it was about as tall as a dog.
Yeah. Anyway, this was at the swimming pool back in this summer.
Back in the day.
Last year, I guess now, because it's a new year. So this was in summer. I was at Cadoris swimming pool with my family, and I was walking up to go to the slide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this kid walks up behind me. He says, "Excuse me, sir."
Like, sir, I never felt more respected in my life.
I remember when you told me this.
Yeah. But this kid said he was like, excuse me, sir, do you know where I can find the slide? Or how I can get up to the slide? I said, oh, yeah, follow me. I'm going up there right now. And I showed him where the
follow
slide.
Follow me, little boy.
You can stop talking. So I gave him directions to the slide when we were like,
was close the slide to in the bathroom?
No.
Was the slide in the shower?
I didn't lead him into the slide, basically. I let him, like, I was like 15 feet away. I was like, okay, the slide's right there. You just walk up those stairs and go up. He's like, okay, thank you, sir. And I walked away because I didn't want to look like a pedophile. Like going with this little boy almost holding his hand.
It's kind of like
up on a slide. Anyway.
Wait, what kind of slide did you almost take that boy on?
Well, it was a flipping slide. It was sliding Cadorus Park. Have you ever been there?
No. I've been to Lincoln Way.
Lincoln Way's pretty cool.
Yeah, we used to have a membership, but now we're too broke.
Same. We should go there in the summer, me and you. Because I think one day is like $10.
That's kind of expensive.
But just one day, it's cheaper than the entire summer with not even going half the time.
True, because that used to be like what we used to do, and now just like, nah.
Yeah. I was driving by. I was like, I looked at like, Lincoln Way.
You was driving.
Yes. My mom was driving. I was in the passenger seat. And I was looking out the window. I saw, like, you know where Lee's Diner used to be, right?
Yeah.
Like, right behind Lincoln Way. Mm-hmm. Isn't it, like, Victoria's or something?
Yeah.
Victor's or something? I don't know. It's horrible, apparently. There's rats.
Welcome to Lincoln Way.
No, not in Lincoln Way, in Victoria's. So I went to I was looking at Lincoln Way. This was about a week ago. And I was looking down there. The entire pool was empty, and there was a green thing on the side. Like, on the entire thing. I was like, that's kind of disgusting, my bro. And
yeah,
no one
that's
was
what
there.
They do.
Someone, you know how like the wall, like it's just open, kind of without the fence.
Yeah.
Someone did graffiti on the wall. It was gorgeous too.
Wait, what
was like
it?
It wasn't like words. It was like a picture of like a sun. Like the thing.
Yeah. No, that's been there.
I've never seen it before though. But it's near like where the bathrooms are.
Yeah.
I think it was the sun, or I was like on someone else. But there was something new there. Hmm. And I knew for a fact it was not there before. I was like, can we just talk about how overpriced everything there is?
I think it's kind of stupid how I knew someone that worked there. And then he used to be like the guy that would sneak me in.
Bro.
And then
you need to get a job there.
I'd still have to pay him. But like, he would sneak me in for like a really low price.
Oh. It's like one day it was like $2 or something.
No, one day it was $1.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he got fired because, you know, the boss found out.
Yo, Jeff, one of your sisters needs to get a job at Lincoln Way.
Both of them have jobs at fast food. One has a job at fast
restaurants.
Food. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't Emmy working at Genoa's and Millie working at Hardee's?
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Well, there's multiple Genovas and multiple Hardee's in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay.
Whatever.
As long as we don't say our last names.
Oh, my social security number.
So,
would you like my bank information as well?
So my mom's credit card with the three wacky numbers on the back are... Get your pen
and
pencil
also like
out.
All of... Whip out the pencils, kid.
Whip out.
Shut up. You also like every dollar in my pocket? How about my clothes?
My credit card number is. My debit card number is.
You want my skin?
You want my life.
Speaking of that was kind of creepy what I just said, but that's because there's this music song. Music song? There's a song. It was by, I don't know the name of them.
Rammstein.
But it wasn't Rammstein. It was, this song's like really demented. It was about.
Du hast me.
Okay, probably it's going to be disappointed at you.
I was, okay, this is a quick thing. I was listening to that during
I was watching the music video of it during German class.
Oh my god.
Because after we finished the test, she was just like, you can listen to German music. And I was just like, yeah. Rammstein!
Yeah, I have, actually, in my playlist, I have about 17 Rammstein songs. My favorite one is probably tied with Ich Tue der Weh or Rosenrot.
I only know Du Hast.
You aren't a true Rammstein fan.
No, I'm not. You're right.
That's not... Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, there was a song. And I forgot the name of the band, but they already do really demented stuff. Like, they sing about really demented things. And this music song is, oh my god.
Music video?
No, it wasn't a music video either. It was just a song. This music song. I'm referring it to as a music song now. This music song, it was really creepy. It was about this dude whose girlfriend tried to break up with him. So he murdered her. Oh, wait, that's my mic. He murdered her. He took apart her body, basically, skinned her, hid her body in the walls of his house, and wore her skin as a suit, and went and pretended to be her, basically.
You know what that's reminding me of?
What?
Slipknot snuff music video.
Yeah. And also, there's, like, the movie. I don't know the title of it, but it was, like, when they, I really want to watch it. But this guy, basically, he moves to a new house. And first off, he's, like, schizophrenic, I think, or something. And it's really creepy. But he has an axe. And he chops at one of the walls, and it just starts oozing orange things. And he starts to get really schizophrenic, and it starts to get worse and worse and hallucinating. So he starts to get tattoos. I don't know the title. He starts to get, like, tattoos on his body. He has hallucinations that, like, these doctors are around him doing it to him, taking skin and stuff. And I think he went all out, and, like, he went into his living room and broke all the walls down, and there was just endless bodies in the walls.
Is this Corey Taylor's life?
No, it's a movie.
About Corey Taylor's life?
Cool. But, like, this guy, he went, like, full-on insane. And just started chopping up the walls, and bodies came out, and I think he killed himself.
Remember when you told me about that when I went to Rhode Island? Yeah. Okay, for anyone that doesn't know, because a lot of people listening to this probably don't know, I went to
Rhode Island is a state in the United States.
I went to Rhode Island over the summer, the time in the summer we went up there, my family and I, obviously. And there was a house that we stayed in, and it was, like, really old, like, colonial house. And when we got in there, number one, colonial people were short. Like, I walked in, and the ceiling was, like, to my head. Like,
same with Emma's house.
I haven't been in Emma's house.
Oh, I have twice.
Yeah, because you live, like,
three times.
A stone's throw away from her.
I live about 2.5 miles away from her.
Yeah.
I just biked there.
Yeah, and I live,
Jeff, I only live 4 miles away from me.
I live, like, 6 miles away from her, and I don't have a bike.
Oh, I do. You do, but...
I do, but it's broken.
I broke both my bikes.
Anyway.
Well, I broke the first bike, and then I got another one for Christmas, and it just broke a couple days ago. Anyway,
So, when I went up there, I called Corey, and I was just like, bro... this place smells like a rotting deer. And he was just like, maybe there's bodies in the wall. And I was just like, I'm already paranoid, dude. Like, you messed up the rest of my week.
Thanks for catching yourself.
Yeah, but, like, you actually, the rest of that week, I spent almost none of that time in my room.
Oh, yeah, weren't the walls, like, extremely thin?
Yeah, that too.
You could lean up against the wall and it'd break.
Actually, I remember, so, my room, like, and my sister's room was, like, right behind my room.
Yeah.
And so, I remember on multiple occasions, I was listening to music, and I remember when we got there, I started listening to Do Re Mi by Black Bear, mm-hmm. And I remember I heard Emmy screaming through the walls, Do Re Mi Fa Sol. And I texted her. I was just like, I assume you can hear my music. She was just like, yep. And then
your sisters are amazing.
And then, whoa, slow it down there, bud.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bud.
But I remember then I listened to music. I usually listen to music when I fall asleep. And then I had my phone next to me, and I was playing, I think it was Post Malone's Better Now or something like that. Mm. I don't know what I just did to my thumb, but it really hurt. But I was listening to Better Now, and my sister started texting me the lyrics. She was just like, I bet you think that you are better now, and then sent a new message. You only think that because I'm not around, sent that. And then this was when I was starting to get into like Slipknot, like heavier metal. And that's when, really early the next morning, Belly walked in and was just like, she woke me up. And because my alarm at the time was psychosocial.
Well, you keep saying sacrificial.
I know. That's what I thought it was for the huge amount. The first time I listened to psychosocial, I thought it was saying circumcision.
They're psychologists. I'm in doctor's office with the dick holding babies. Circumcision.
I was just like, this is a really weird music video, but it doesn't sound too bad. And then, because it was just like, so throw ourselves on the wall. Only you can see the
Presentation of the modern me.
Yeah, the preservation of the modern me. And then it goes into the band yelling psychosocial, and I was just like, for the longest time I started screaming started yelling circumcision.
And it was like preventing, is this like, no, like
I remember I played,
is this, yeah,
I remember I played it in the car. My dad, like, it came on, it was on my queue, and it started playing, and I was just like, I'm not sure if I should play this. And my dad was just like, just leave it, it's okay. And it got to the chorus, and I was just like, this is the part I'm scared about. He was just like, why are you scared about this? I was just like, don't you hear it? They're chanting circumcision. And he's just like, what do you mean? And he was just like, what's the name of the song? I was like, psychosocial. He was just like, chant psychosocial when you think they're saying circumcision. I was just like, okay. Oh, no. It was just like an instant click. And I was just like, wow. I've been, for a solid 2 months, I thought they were saying circumcision. I'm not sure what's wrong with me. Okay.
For the longest time, I thought they were promoting baby circumcision.
I thought they were anti-Jews and just, like, chanting.
Oh, my God.
No, because Jews don't.
Yeah.
They get circumcised.
Yeah, they
get when
circumcised.
13.
They get circumcised at, like, 11, 12, 13-ish.
Yeah.
And they don't have anesthesia.
Or maybe they don't.
Speaking of non-anesthesia, that I hate it that, like, knee surgeries and certain knee things, you don't have anesthesia.
Hey. Yo.
Like, if someone puts a rod in your knee and they're like, okay, all right, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel a little bit of a, you're going to feel a little bit of a pinch. Okay. Just gets like a hammer. Ding.
You're going to feel a little bit of a sting, bud. Takes knife out, jabs it into your knee. That really hurt. What was that for? Is the procedure over? No, I just really needed to stab someone.
Okay, bud. You're going to feel a little bit of like an achy pain. And you may or may not hear a crack. What? Pull out like a chainsaw.
Yo,
it's like chop off their leg and your surgery's done.
Yo, if you get your leg chopped off, where would you feel pain? Or like, would you feel pain?
Your leg.
But your leg's chopped off.
Speaking of, like, if you get your hand chopped off, if you smack yourself with that hand, will you feel it in your hand still?
If you smack yourself with a lifeless hand, will it hurt?
Yeah.
Wait, let's try it out.
If a tree falls down in the middle of the woods and nobody hears it, the tree still fall.
Wait, let's try this out. Hand, be lifeless. Wait, that wasn't a good smack. Ow!
That was loud.
That really hurt. Yeah, it
yeah,
so
hurts.
Yeah,
it's like high-five someone so hard that your hand stings and it turns red.
Have you ever just punched the wall so many times that you start hearing it chant your name? I'm sorry. I'm so hooked on, like, satanic shit right now.
Have you ever chopped down a tree so hard you heard the tree scream?
Have you ever been so tired that when you jerk it and your cum comes out, you hear your cum trying to get back into your...
I'm gonna cut that.
I'm sorry, bud.
Can we just all ignore that?
Yeah.
I'm Jackson. I'm...
It's gonna take so much time for you to find where that was. And just like...
I don't even think I'm allowed to anymore. I already added it, so I jump cut it. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Wait, where's that? There's that sound thing where you can, like...
Sound.
No, like, wait. You can't open it. Never mind. But,
like, have you ever punched someone with your foot?
What?
Have you ever punched someone with your foot?
I think that's called, like, kick, bud.
No.
Like, no, have you ever made a fist into, like, a with fist. Your foot and just, hi-ya?
Maybe I'm like, made a fist with your foot and, like, punch someone.
Have you ever punched someone with your... Have you ever kicked someone with your hand?
Have you ever smacked someone with your butt? Have you ever drilled a nail with...
Have you ever sucker punched someone with your ball sack?
Have you ever knocked someone out with your lips?
What? Sorry, I was hearing people yell. What did you say?
Have you ever knocked out someone with your lips?
Have you ever...
Have you ever broken someone's bone with your ear?
I was gonna say, have you ever bit someone with your ear? Have you ever listened to someone with your mouth and bit someone with your ear? It's horrible.
Have you ever talked with your nose?
Have you ever breathed with your mouth? Wait, that's a real thing.
Have you ever breathed with your eyes?
Have you ever talked with your nose?
I just said that.
Oh, shoot. Have you ever seen with your mouth?
Have you ever walked with your arms?
Have you ever just sat down and wondered how it's possible that everyone in the world will inevitably die? When you die, no one will really remember us, and this podcast will be the only thing that's left of us when we die in 100 years? If people are still even here in 100 years? It's crazy, right?
Yeah. That's how you make crystal meth.
Cuts that too.
No, I'm not cutting that.
Good luck going back and trying to, like...
I'm not doing it anymore. I give up.
Yo,
if you... put an explicit content warning on this?
If you put two of... we already have an explicit content thing on. Well, I do at least.
Oh yeah, by the way, I didn't get accepted on Spotify.
I did.
I didn't get accepted on Apple Podcasts either.
I don't think I did. I'm not sure. I need to check my...
There's a different podcasting thing that actually I got accepted to. Ow.
Maybe that's why not so many people are listening to yours.
Shut up.
No, it's
because... You got someone to listen to yours 32 times.
You know how much it took to pay someone to listen to that god-awful crap 32 times?
You paid someone.
No, it was a couple of people.
Oh. I'm gonna get all my friends, like Nate, Will, and Aiden, to just listen to my podcast about 20 times.
You know what probably helped my podcast grow a little bit?
What?
Not only did I post it on my story on Instagram, I also sent it to a bunch of people on my Snap.
Oh, I can't put it on my Insta story.
What?
Because my mom follows me.
Oh yeah, I blocked her. Like, I blocked my mom.
I'm not allowed to do that, or else she said she's gonna take away my phone.
No, like, I didn't block. I blocked my sister and my mom from seeing my story.
That's what I did.
Yeah. So, like, I posted
all my family members from looking at it.
What?
I blocked all my family members from looking at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Well, my cousin listens to this.
Oh, hey, Jeff's cousin.
This isn't my podcast. This is yours.
It's mine now. Wait a minute.
It was always yours.
Do you know those machines that calculate your heart rate, but like put it in like those little, the paper that moves, and like the little piece of metal that when your heart beats, it moves it. So the paper is moving and it makes the heartbeat look.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Sends
you
me.
You just must be acoustic.
Sends me a picture of it.
I'm not going to send you a picture of it. What do you think I am?
Acoustic?
No. I'm not acoustic. I'm a true stick. I just broke a clothes hanger.
Do you want to end this episode? Because, like, those two parts put together is, like, already an hour.
Soon.
All right, because once we get done this...
Oh, God, I didn't think I just stabbed my nose.
Septum piercing! Are you bleeding?
I think that's the wrong kind of piercing, Jeff.
A septum piercing is the little cartilage, like, you know that little bridge? Not okay. So you know how
the
you
bridge got, of your nose?
So you know how you got the two nostrils, right?
Yeah.
That thing in between them?
Yeah.
That's your septum.
Where they put ball rings?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, yeah. Did you think I was talking about a clitoris piercing?
No, an anus piercing.
No, that's a rectal piercing.
It really sounds like septic, which, if you don't know what septic means, like a septic tank, poop tank. Wait a minute.
Septic piercing. Septic tank. Septic tanks have poop in them. Poop comes from butt. Butt piercing.
Exactly, that's what I thought. In 2 seconds. Have you ever watched that, Sir Raven?
Don't give me war flashbacks.
But you can gaze into the future. But you can gaze into my pants.
Sucks.
Wasn't that Sir Raven on Disney Channel?
Yeah.
That's so...
gay.
Sponsored. No, not gay. It's you.
What?
Huh?
Did you just say you're gay with me?
I said, no, that's you.
I have a girlfriend, though. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. But your girlfriend's gay.
Don't bring that up. That actually makes me genuinely mad.
I apologize that your girlfriend is queer, my dear.
Okay, so people listening, my girlfriend is... I forget what she identifies as. It's like she identifies...
Panromantic, asexual.
That.
I feel like some people's sexuality is longer than a sentence, which is a problem.
Honestly, she says that she's a pansexual. She's pan. What is it? Panromantic, asexual.
Asexual.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant until I asked my sister, and I didn't even get a clear answer from her. So
basically, means you date everyone, but you won't smash anyone.
Long story short, she said in the beginning that if a girl was... So she says that she's gay a lot. And me being... I'm not homophobic. But like...
Ow.
Because I'm going to be honest. God bless your soul.
Thank you.
But I was brought up in a very Christian family, so I'm not that comfortable with them. Even though like... Yeah. God bless your soul.
Ow.
But like...
I'm gonna sneeze attack.
I was brought up in a very Christian home with all that. And I was always taught that homophobes, homos.
You stupid.
But the homosexuals were evil. I was also taught always to fear God, and look where that got me. But, yeah, so I was always taught that they're kind of not the best people, and so I'm still not the most comfortable around.
And so you became one.
I am very straight, for a matter of fact.
Okay.
So for any, women that want to be a side chick.
Your girlfriend listens to this.
Yeah, I need to make that clear right now. That was a joke. I'm very faithful, even though I haven't jerked in like 4 months.
It's your fault.
How is it my fault that I got caught feelings for someone that thinks dick is disgusting?
Because you asked her out.
Okay, fuck you.
Exactly, you would. That's how desperate you're getting.
Shut up!
Okay. Okay.
Wait, I think it's funny because I don't think she listens to mine. I also find it... Okay, I hate it, but I also don't. Kendall says I love you to everyone.
Yeah, same with Emma.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I've even told this to her. I was just like, how do you think it would make you feel if I said I love you to everyone I know? If I said I love you to every girl and boy I know, how would that make you feel? And she would be like, I would smack you. And I was just like, now take what I just said and flip it around. She was just like, oh my lord, I do that. And I was like, yeah. She was just like, you can't hit me. Like, she like felt bad. And then now she always does it.
Always?
Like, it seems like she goes out of her way to do that stuff. And now, like, it doesn't help because I'm like a 3 millimeter peener or whatever.
Step a timer, 15 minutes,
you're
taking yourself out of the dryer.
Alright.
You have to leave soon?
No, I have to, in 15 minutes, yeah. Mm. Well, that gives us plenty of time. Because this episode for you will be over in an hour.
But, alright, what were you saying?
But, like, I'm, like, a 3 millimeter peener away from like beating the crap out of Chippy and Banks.
Why?
Because like I know that they're doing it as a joke. I just brought my microphone farther away from my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they're doing it as a joke. But it like still annoys me when Banks says something like "Let me get with your girl," or like that goes for any of like any time I date someone. Like, I have friends that, like, pretend to joke around, like, they're trying to, like,
No offense to Banks, but he has the least chance of ever, out of anyone to get with her.
Are you saying that because he's black, you racist fuck?
No, because she doesn't like Banks.
True. Wait, how do you know? Oh, yeah, because every time she brings up other men, I kind of get real mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she told me who the other men are.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna go punch a wall. I'm gonna be right back, folks.
Yeah, don't do that.
So
she told me before she dated you.
Oh, yeah.
If that helps.
You have no idea how many times I've done that, like, brought that up. It's like a dick move, too. But, like...
PG.
PG-13. But, I remember she brought up... She was talking to me because we were decent friends before we started dating this year. She was just like, but I have, like, a crush on you and two other people. And I was just like, who are the two other people she told me? And I was just like, all right, so.
Nate Hommen and Rhodes.
What?
Nate Hommen and Rhodes.
Who's Nate Homm?
Never mind.
Tell me.
You know Aiden Homm?
Aiden Homm. What do you look like?
Braces, glasses. About my height. Stutter a little bit.
Nope.
Okay. Well, Nate Hounds like really tall.
Oh, the kid with freckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
So she told me that she liked Aiden and then the other Aiden.
Aiden Hom and Aiden Rhodes?
No.
Oh, no, Aiden Fisher and Aiden Rhodes.
Yeah. I'm trying not to use last names, dumbass.
Whatever.
But, yeah, she told me that she liked them, and I was just like, I was real with her. I was just like, who do you like the most? And then she didn't answer that question.
Wait, before you dated?
Yeah.
Oh, that just means she probably liked you the most.
Yeah, but, yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I'm aware that she probably does well and will and does and will listen to this, but I'm passive. So yeah,
Something that endorsing.
What did you say?
I'm aware that Kendall might and probably will hear this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm passive, so oh well. I'm passive aggressive. So something that kind of annoys me with her, like very little things annoy me, like only this one thing annoys me with her.
Yeah.
She'll say that I make her life better at school or like in person or over text.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go along, post something on her Instagram. Like, for example, last year, she said this on her Instagram. It was like a picture and it said, last year, I was depressed and miserable. Yeah, this year, I'm turning that around. I'm miserable and depressed. And I was just like, ha ha, it's kind of funny. And then I hit her up. I was just like, are you okay? And she was just
She got that from a friend.
I mean, still, she posts a bunch of depressing stuff. And I asked her about it, and she was just like, yeah, no, I hate my family life. Like, I want to commit die. Like,
family's great.
And then everything.
Her brother's nice, her mom's nice. I don't know about her dad. I don't talk to him much.
But everything that she does, like, I try to turn it around and be like, how would you feel if I said that? If I did that? If I posted that? And then she would be like, she'll feel sad. Like, she'll feel bad. And then,
mm-hmm.
Relationships. What's my timer at? Because, I don't want to. Okay, I got like 9 minutes left.
Right.
Do you want to take this to an end and then call afterwards?
Sure.
All right. So thank you all for tuning in, folks.
Thank you for coming back. Hopefully we get more viewers. This may or may not be available on Spotify. I'll update you all if it is. I'll just change the title to say available on Spotify if it is. There's probably going to be two parts. One part, the first part that was interrupted, and then this part. Because I don't think it'll let me do anything else.
All right. Thank y'all, folks, for tuning in.
Thank you for coming.
See y'all on the next battlefield.
See you next Sunday. See you guys.